Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It's Wednesday, July 19th, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. Trump probably will be indicted again. An American defects? It's hot out, and the New York Times makes an admission. That's all coming up. Then Bill will be here with your message of the day. But first, special counsel Jack Smith has informed former President Trump that he is a target in the investigation in efforts to overturn the 2020 election, January 6th, the Great Insurrection. Worth noting that Jack Smith, the independent special investigator, right, who was hired because they wanted to avoid any conflict of interest, his wife was the producer of a Michelle Obama documentary and has donated to Joe Biden's presidential campaign. But whatever, that's not important. Trump called the prosecutor deranged. Quote, this has been a never-ending fight since the day I came down that escalator in Trump Tower. The North Korean government says they have detained a U.S. soldier who, reports say, willingly crossed into North Korea over the DMZ. Looks like a voluntary, maybe, defection, which seems impossible, like unfathomable. Why would someone defect into North Korea? Until you find out, according to two U.S. officials, the soldier is, his name is Private Second Class Travis King. He's 23, and he had just been released from a South Korean prison where he was held on assault charges and was facing additional military discipline from the United States. A witness says he ran from our side. He said, quote, this man gives out a loud ha 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 and then just runs in between some buildings. It's hot out. 79 people in America are under heat alerts, triple digits across Europe as well. Phoenix about to get the record for most days above 110 in a row. The record was 18 in 1974. They'll probably break that. Temperatures in Phoenix have been in the upper 110s. The New York Times admits on paragraph 17 of a story yesterday that COVID deaths have been overcounted by 30%. How such a misfire? Because the CDC never delineated between people who died from COVID versus people who died with COVID, something many conservatives have said for a long time. Back when Trump was president, he said that the death numbers are probably exaggerated. And the New York Times said most statisticians and public health experts say he's wrong and that the death toll is probably undercounted, says Dr. Fauci. PolitiFact gave Trump a pants on fire rating, and he turned out, of course, to be right. Bill O'Reilly with your message of the day, next.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Wednesday, it is too early for all this presidential stuff. Too many things are going to happen over the next 90 days, which will better define the race. But at this point, here's what is established. The progressive left is heavily funding President Biden because he does far-left bidding without question. Hollywood mogul Jeffrey Katzenberg is basically running Biden's campaign. Katzenberg is a zealot who entertainment people fear. A negative word from him, you are retired. Donald Trump is running far ahead in the Republican precincts. No matter what charges are leveled against him, his supporters remain loyal. The latest January 6 investigation will have little effect. Governor Ron DeSantis slipped out of the gate because he's not charismatic, and Americans have now equated politics with show business, giving DeSantis a high bar to overcome. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott raising a lot of money. Donald Trump may put him on the second as VP, which is why you don't hear Senator Scott hammering Trump. Chris Christie has no chance, even if he beats Trump up. Possible felony charges there. And finally, where is Michelle Obama these days? Joe Biden's day-to-day and the Obamas know it. Not a joke, as old Joe might say. So there you have it, but the winds of change are coming. And I will be your weatherman. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me. Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Okay, let's go to the mail. Jeff, you're correct, O'Reilly. People do believe what they want to believe, including you. The courts are corrupt, just like the media. Fox had a chance to get to the bottom of the 2020 election, but they did not. Okay, you're talking about I wasn't there in 2020. You're right, people believe what they want to believe, and I am in that category when it comes to personal beliefs about God and things like that. I want to believe in God, so I do. The evidence that I've compiled in killing Jesus is overwhelming. So it's not just based on some kind of superstition. But I don't apply people believe what they want to believe to facts and politics and stuff I cover. I follow where the facts lead me. Vicky, I'm always sending friends and relatives BillO'Reilly.com information. Tell them to watch, read, and listen. You are the only news source that matters. Well, I appreciate that, and I agree with that. If you're going to watch the other stuff, you're going to be misled. Not here. Candace Plattenberger, Lake Orion, Michigan. So Hunter Biden needs due process. Okay. If the cocaine was his, he should be banned from the White House. Number one, there's no evidence that the cocaine found in the White House was Hunter Biden's. Now, are they looking for the evidence, the Secret Service? No. But even though they're not, we can't say that Hunter Biden did anything. But I disagree with you, Candace. If somehow that cocaine was traced to Hunter Biden, not banned from the White House, he's arrested. He's charged. I wouldn't let him out of that. Richard, concierge member, evil is a heartfelt disorder. Somewhere in the past, evil people were wronged. The evil in their heart is a form of retaliation for the wrongs that they suffered. Maybe. I don't care. Evil person, they commit an evil act, they got to go. Got to get them out, away, or they're going to hurt people, obviously. In a moment, something you might not know.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Now the O'Reilly update brings you something you might not know. 30 years ago today, President Bill Clinton issued an executive order that allowed gay Americans to serve in the military. The compromise lifted a historic ban on homosexual soldiers with one important caveat. They were forbidden from discussing their sexuality. Here is the story of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. The issue gained national attention during World War II. At the time, doctors classified homosexuality as a mental disorder. Troops began undergoing psychiatric screening as part of the induction process. Gay men were not allowed to serve. Despite the policy, hundreds of thousands of gays and lesbians quietly entered the military throughout the 20th century. During his 1992 campaign, Clinton announced his intention to end the ban on homosexuals. On July 19, 1993, Clinton unveiled the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy. It permitted gay Americans to serve in the military as long as they remained in the closet. The order was endorsed by Congress later that year and went into effect the following February. For the first time, military officers were not allowed to discriminate against gays or lesbians. However, those who were openly homosexual would be discharged. Don't Ask, Don't Tell remained in effect until 2011. Since then, the Pentagon has authorized the use of women in ground combat operations, and transgender Americans are allowed to serve. That began in 2016. And here's something else you might not know. Today, the U.S. military is more diverse than at any other time in U.S. history. During the Second World War, the armed forces were 100% male, 85% white, 11% black, 3% Hispanic. The U.S. military now 84% male, 15% women, half of service members are white, the other half black, Latino, and Asian. 6% identify themselves as members of the LGBT community. Just 0.4% say they are transgender. Back after this.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.